Testing 1, 2.
1, 2.
This is the Mr. Nobody podcast.
Episode 46.
Brainwashing.
Part 2. So what was brainwashing like?
Well, I went through the process.
The brainwashing process.
And in some way, I knew what to expect.
Because you'd done something like that before.
I knew that I would be confronting myself.
What else is there to do?
Confronting my excuses.
Go on.
My stuck reasoning.
Excuses. Go on.
My victimization.
That's a big word. Who's the victim? Everyone else?
Society.
I knew I would deal with those things.
You mean you haven't dealt with those things?
And in some way, I wanted to disrupt my program. I wanted to scratch my record.
That's not cool.
See if I could, get off my little groove.
That would be fantastic if that could happen.
One of the things I encountered was that I have a narrative about my self.
Yourself.
A narrative. And the story I tell is one.
Is one where I'm lost in the woods.
It's one that has taken over my life to a point where my story is more alive than I am.
That people are not dealing with you, and you're not dealing with them. You're just like a projection.
And that makes a lot of sense, because I am stuck.
You're stuck.
In a certain,
go on,
swamp.
Nice word. Go on.
It's hard to crawl out.
Swamps are slippery.
I had several people say directly to me that you have to live for the living.
Seems obvious. Who else are you going to live for? Who else cares?
And if I was to be honest, we prefer you be dishonest. I would say that I have more of a relationship.
Not exactly the right word.
More of a relationship with my dead son than I do with any other living thing or person.
Wow.
Can you even have a relationship with a dead person?
That can't be good.
And that maybe isn't such a good thing.
That can't be good.
You think? It makes me neglect my wife.
She's also
my daughter.
Hurting.
You choose,
Over the last few days, I spent
some quality time with my mother, who's in her 80s.
And we talked about death.
And how we both feel about it.
Wow, that's a awesome.
Fear, anxiety, unknown.
As I was talking with her and her partner, who's also in his 80s.
Okay.
In their living room.
Go on.
There was a picture that my son painted, hanging a few feet away from me.
How did that make you feel?
It made me feel like I was being watched.
It was such a surreal thing to be about their lives when they were children.
Being watched by that painting.
And how much trauma and difficulty
painting of a face
they had endured.
You got it way too easy.
A bizarre and clownish face my son painted.
My mother grew up in wartime Spain.
A face that smiled but wasn't happy.
And they almost starved many times.
You've had it way too easy.
My grandfather was thrown in a concentration camp.
I remember when he painted these strange paintings.
My grandmother on my father's side,
he was 17,
was put in a gulag in Siberia for 11 years.
She won an award from the county for this series of paintings.
My grandfather was shot to death outside of his farmhouse.
He wouldn't smile.
My mother said to me,
"You have it too easy.
You have it too easy."
The inscrutable,
full of twisted characters, bodies inside out.
You have it too easy.
She's right about that, you know.
That you don't really know what it's like to suffer.
Not enough.
To almost die.
Not like they did. Like both my parents.
She said, look at yourself.
Look at yourself.
You're strong. You're healthy.
You're fucking lucky.
You're fucking lucky.
And you can't take those things for granted.
Go on. Do you take them for granted?
And it was said with intelligence and love.
She sees that you're wallowing.
By choice.
That you're making yourself into your narrative.
Creating yourself.
I've made my life all about
here it comes.
The suffering that I feel.
That you feel.
The anger. Disappointment.
Disappointment, huh?
And loss.
That is true.
Brainwash yourself. And I haven't been able to let it go.
I know you haven't. It's weird living inside your body and inside your mind.
What you do to us.
Today, I walk through the woods.
With your pants on, I hope.
The wind. And there's a carpet of leaves on the ground.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was.
There was a
freezing rain.
Very warm, freezing rain.
And as I walked through the woods, I encountered a few flowers that were still in bloom,
clinging to their life.
Here and there. Here and there.
Here and there.
And they weren't clinging to life.
Oh, I thought they were.
Here and there. They were alive.
You mean they were?
Here and there.
Participating?
Participating.
In their life?
Small flowers. Here and there. Ones that you would miss if you didn't take the time to notice them.
Did you notice them? Really?
Part of the brainwashing has to do with turning your sights towards your community, towards the world, and the people in it.
And the people, really, in it?
And this was a very confronting thing for me.
But you hate people, don't you? You hate yourself a little bit.
And I think it's because...
because you hate yourself a little bit.
The destruction to my psyche...
speak English.
Or the damage... it hit me.
It did hit you. Didn't it?
It caught me unaware.
Yes, it did.
And it changed the way I looked at the world.
The world does not care.
The world is so many things.
The world was no longer an exciting playground, full of cool shit to do.
Go on.
All things I would share with my children.
That's true. You did.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
And especially my son. We would share every discovery. I told my son I was going to finish strong.
Meaning?
That instead of letting my body go to shit.
Go on.
And dousing myself with alcohol.
You smoked a lot of weed, bro.
Yep.
And just coasting.
Yep.
That I would actually lean into my life.
Go on.
I'd get my body in the best shape it's ever been. My mind sharp. I've learned to play jazz on a whole nother level. Deeper, wilder.
Yes.
I would learn everything I could.
Jiu-jitsu.
What about?
And surrender to the challenge. And then he died.
Yes.
That is true.
He died on me. He died on me.
He died.
And I've been using this against the world.
It wasn't on you.
I've been holding it against life.
Yes.
He just fucked up.
I highly doubt there's a God.
Go on.
But I do feel like there's...
this is gonna be good. Go on.
this other thing.
Okay.
Yes.
This connection.
That's not very specific. That sounds rather vague. But I know what you mean. It's hard to talk about.
I don't really know what to do.
That's true.
That is true. Take out your brain.
And part of the brainwashing is you're just supposed to do. You're supposed to take actions.
Okay.
Engage your network, your community.
And you've had it too easy.
Okay. That's hard to do. When you distrust.
Hate.
You distrust the world. And its agents.
Yes, that is true.
But you've said some things. Now you need to go on.
How am I going to live without you, son? Without you, son.
I don't know.
Where are you?
I don't know.
Sometimes I think I see you in the corner of my eye.
Eyes don't have corners.
In my peripheral vision.
I'm sitting where we used to sit with each other.
Here, now.
And that's pretty weird.
We were feet away from each other.
Inches.
Right here where I am now.
This lady told me that she saw dead people.
Like the movie?
Yes.
Dead people.
Yes.
And that she ran into you. And that you told her that you were sorry. To tell me that you were just experimenting. And you fucked up.
Tell me that you fucked up.
It's hard to accept.
Tell me that you were sorry.
To just shrug.
Experimenting.
And accept that.
I'm not sure that's true. But I know you're sorry.
I love you, son.
I could see it in the face of your painting.
I also feel that I need to go in into this.
Go on.
Into this. Into this. But there's no way I'm going to reclaim.
Rescue.
Reclaim any bit of.
Any bit of
trust and love in this world again.
Okay.
Until I deal with my darkness. My darkness.
What does that mean, your darkness?
My shadow.
Another word. What do those things mean?
I know the world is full of dark and evil forces.
How do you know?
Usually people.
That is true.
And nature is indifferent.
Unconscious.
True.
But people are fucking evil.
Unconscious.
Yes.
Some are.
Not all, but it's in each one of us.
It's in me.
Do you mean the proclivity to act in a way that doesn't take into account the effect we have on others?
We are the others.
And worse.
I used to believe the world could be a good place. I was so excited.
Me too.
Go on.
Me too.
So in this brainwashing,
or wouldn't...
Why do you keep calling it brainwashing? You didn't actually get your brain washed, did you?
I still couldn't let go. I still could not let go of that feeling that something is against all of us.
I know what you mean. That there's a sense that you can't believe what people tell you. You can't trust what they're doing. Or maybe that's the only thing that you can trust is what they're doing. But you can't trust what people say.
That is true.
That sucks.
Open your eyes.
What are you gonna do about that?
I have made a few decisions.
Go on.
There are people I'm not going to neglect anymore.
Such as?
Self.
I think you've put enough focus on yourself.
And what I'm gonna do is take concrete actions to nurture a few things that make me feel human. A few things that make me feel human.
You are human. Why do you need to do things that make you feel like something you already are? Go on.
Get out of my mind.
I know what you mean. Like not thinking it all out. Letting go of trying to figure it out. You can't figure out why he did what he did, or why you did what you did.
Everything used to matter to me.
Everything. That makes no sense. What is that?
Because you were here.
Everything.
That is true.
I should have seen this coming.
I didn't know.
Things were too good.
I don't know how I could have been so naive.
Stupid.
I feel the same way.
Yes.
I should have fucking known.
I was experimenting. I fucked up.
I feel so stupid that I didn't know.
I trusted.
You trusted what?
I trusted yourself.
You trusted a young man.
You trusted him. Didn't you?
And that's what I got to. I didn't just lose you.
Yes.
I lost my faith in humanity.
Faith.
What is that?
Those are hard things to lose.
And I feel bad about it.
Yes.
Well, at least you're seeing it. You're looking at it.
the time I was being
brainwashing,
talked to in the brainwashing,
go on,
told that I am only as real as my network of people.
Network.
Okay.
It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal.
I felt this resistance. I feel this resistance.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I choose to get involved.
To not get involved.
That is true.
People pretend they can make a difference. Can they?
I don't know.
Can they? So much of it seems up to the individual. So much of it seems up to the individual.
But I can't get involved.
That is true.
It's nothing personal. It's nothing personal.
I think that's because people are afraid. I'm afraid.
There you go.
That if I love again,
the way I love you, son. Yes.
The same shit will
the
go down.
Same shit will go down. It's nothing personal.
That is true.
Just because it's human nature, I feel like I failed. I failed my son. I know that's a conclusion. It feels like that failure sits in the swamp with me.
It's nothing personal.
Yes, it does.
It's nothing personal.
Yes, it does.
It seems like every individual has to know themselves.
Where have I heard that before?
Know yourself.
Or how else can anyone know you, know me?
There is no you.
The swamp.
The swamp.
The swamp is a story that I wrote. I projected.
I don't want to lie to you. I resisted the positive message about joining humanity and a network of people that care and believe they can make life better.
It's nothing personal.
I know it's
nothing personal.
Basically correct. The brainwashing message of joining the world.
Yes, it is.
To make it a better place.
I project.
Blah, blah, blah.
You know, most of beauty in nature is a trap.
Yes.
Nature has to eat.
That is true.
Beautiful flower traps bugs.
It's nothing personal.
True. Camouflage.
My love for my son.
Alluring flavors.
The drugs.
Nothing personal.
The drugs.
It's nothing personal.
The meaning of life itself.
That somehow nature knows you want.
To be a human being.
It's nothing personal.
I'm trying to see a way forward. One in which I don't feel sorry for myself.
Visualize.
I'm not angry at my species.
Drugs, nothing personal.
You know you're one of your species, right?
It's nothing personal. I at least came away with it understanding that it's my responsibility, my creation.
Sort of brainwashed.
Nothing personal. Yes. I knew this going in.
It's nothing personal.
At least you took tiny step.
It's nothing personal.
Outside of yourself.
It's nothing personal. Mr. Nobody.
And opened up
nothing personal.
To the possibility.
It's nothing personal. Maybe.
It's nothing personal.
That you can survive.
And not take this death of my son so personally. Mr. Nobody. Brainwashed.
Out.